earlier in the week, I heard the Musers talking about some ridiculous laughing contest or laugh event, and then this morning they were playing something as well, the world's weirdest laugh.
Sponsored,
I'm sorry.
American Leak Detection.
Thank you, Ham. Thank you for interrupting.
Why is Reed so loud?
Well, he doesn't know we're on the radio. How would he know? He just sells the advertising.
Detection.
So, anyway, I'm hearing them talk about this, and they actually bring this up as they're talking about the world's weirdest laugh. They talk about, remember when the Hardline ran into this one girl over at TCU all these years ago, and she had the strangest laugh?
Oh, my gosh.
And it got me to laughing. Well, first off, I do want to play what they were playing, because the weirdest laugh in the world, they had three contestants up there. They have two hosts of the game show. I couldn't get through this as the host. There's no effing way I could fight through these laughs as the host, because it's just so insane. So you're going to hear these two guys laugh themselves, and then you're going to hear they set off the contestants and how just insane it all is.
Okay.
Я дати. Ракшам шня. זה אמיתי רבותיי, זה הצחוק של האיש. לא, שנייה, שנייה, שנייה.
Dude, oh, my God.
It's so insane.
That can't be real.
It's real. It's 100% real. And so the big guy, or the guy that's just sounds like Zoltan, yeah, like walking around.
Yeah, that's how Zoltan should laugh.
Right.
That's not Zoltan.
No, it's not. He can't even contain himself with this crazy girl laugh. He has to get up and leave, but he's still mic'd up. So it's not like he's walking off and you can't hear him. He's still there.
Moshe.
All right,
he kind of sounds like the Go Raiders.
He kind of does. He kind of does.
What in the world?
Could you live with that?
No.
You couldn't? What if she's like the funniest girl ever and hot and fun and loves the stars and Jimi Hendrix and everything?
No.
You couldn't
what,
do it?
Jimi Hendrix?
Aren't you always looking for a girl that loves Jimi Hendrix, Dave?
Yeah, that's definitely on my top five criteria.
I'm just saying, you know what I mean? Like, she's all into the music you love, and she's like, you know what I want you to do? I want you to go out with all your friends more and hang out and go to more shows.
I want you to stay up as late as you want to watch sports.
Right, and she's loaded. She's totally rich. You couldn't live with that?
You could totally eat chips and bed.
Okay, sure.
Go, Dave.
Oh my God. So, anyway, they brought up Chansey. I've not thought of Chansey in the longest time. So, back in 2003, this is 20 years ago.
Boy.
We go to Fort Worth, and it was actually, I remember this, it was a Thursday night game that TCU was playing, whatever conference they were in back then, I have no idea. But they were playing Louisville on a Thursday night ESPN game. And so they had us over there to do our show. And we did our show, like, I can't believe we could do this back then, but we did it from the parking lot, like tailgating. We were in the middle of it all. And it was actually really, really cool. You know, I guess we do it for SMU games, but I feel like that we were, the parking lot scene is different at TCU than it is SMU because you're on the boulevard. So, anyway, I take the wireless out, and I talk to a couple of people, and there's a ton of people around there, and a lot of little kids throwing footballs and things, and there's a lot of girls. And so there is this one girl, and by the way, it was me and Greg the Hammer Williams doing the show by ourselves that day.
Yeah.
We did not have a third that day. And Greg, who don't know, he was a longtime host on the afternoon show and left around not too long after this, like in 2006 or so.
Who, me?
So it was, yes, you. So it was he and I doing the show, and he spots this young lady. And then the fun starts with her laugh.
Let's go talk to this girl here in her little hat.
This girl here in her little hat.
Yeah, in a little cute hat. Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm wonderful. What's your name?
Chansey.
What a lot of, like, cutesy names today with Caitlin. Here, come here.
You know, there's not a... We've yet to have a Susan or a Cindy
or...
Did
you just make a mess?
What?
I heard something. I'm sorry. What?
She cannot be a day over 17.
How old are you?
I'm 21.
Thank you.
I don't believe that at all.
See, I finally feel comfortable.
You know what? I had the greatest fake ID in the world. I don't believe IDs. Fake IDs are easy to come by.
Wait
listen
a minute.
To that, listen to
you
that laugh.
You know this laugh.
Okay. So at this point, as she starts to do this weird Chansey laugh, I'm following her. So she walks away from the wireless mic because she knows that her laugh is crazy and she's having a hard time stopping her laughing fit. And I'm like, wait, we just realized that you laugh like this. You can't walk away. So I'm trying to follow her.
Fake IDs are easy to come by.
Listen to that laugh.
That's a great laugh.
It is a wonderful laugh. Is that your boyfriend over there?
No, it's not.
It's not? Do you have one?
Yes, I do.
You do? How old is he?
He's 31.
I do. 31?
I am so going to applaud that guy.
Do you know how much I love you right now?
You know, what's really funny is the other day he called me and he said that you were on the radio talking about you used to be at TCU and that you would so love being 30. What do you hold you?
34.
34.
And then you started thinking about me, right?
Right. I was like, oh, wow, Kirby, huh? He's only 3 years older, you know?
Right. It's like nothing. I'm sure I look younger than him. I'm sure he's tore up, right?
Oh, I tear him up.
Oh.
This girl looks like she's...
You're 21 and you're...
I banged her real good.
You know what? We really don't need to play the number. I'm serious. Hey, get her over here and make everybody shut up and make her laugh, okay? Don't anybody laugh. We got to have this. She sounds like a wounded range animal. That's the craziest laugh I have ever heard in my... Danny, are you hearing this?
Yeah, what's she laughing at?
I don't know.
She's laughing, period.
I think she's laughing at the flatulence.
Okay, everybody shut up now. Okay, play a fart drop, Danny.
Okay.
She sounds like a sea otter.
Oh my god.
That is the funniest thing. That's the funniest laugh I've ever heard in my life.
Don't back away from the mic. Can you hear her off mic?
Alright.
Oh, good Lord. Anyway, so it's nice to meet you.
Very nice to meet you.
Bring it back down.
Well, anyway.
So she ended up, I knew that she, or her, the guy that she was dating at the time was a friend of mine from, that I went to college with, or the guy she ended up marrying, that guy's brother I went to college with. So I ended up being friends with Chansey and all that. And I think they're still in Fort Worth. I haven't talked to her in a couple of years, but
let's do a where is she now?
I would love it to talk to Chansey again. She's an awesome, awesome girl. Now it's weird though. Now she's 40. It's just so weird to think about. I mean, it was 20 years ago. She's 41 years old now.
Now, why was she farting so much?
That was a curious point of the wireless segment as well.
People, when they get on the radio, they
get nervous.
Nervous. And that's best expressed with noise.
Could you handle that?
Yeah, sure. That's okay.
Yeah, that's
just
passable.
That's just like a weird inhale laugh.
Right, right. But it's still incredibly unique. Like,
yes, sure. But, I mean, my wife doesn't really find me that funny, so it's not like I would... hear her laugh all the time anyway.
That's one way to know you've been married for a little while, is if your wife no longer finds you funny.
Right.
Does anybody's like, wife or, find them funny?
Or I get like, the, I get the, you know girls. You're not on the radio right now.
Uh-huh. Like, okay. Oh, if I had a dollar for every time I've
Thanks,
heard
buddy.
That.
You bet.
All right. All right, well, there you go. There's a little Friday fun.
You're not on the radio right now. You're little friends.